Bible reading this morning that Claire's going to bring our message from is taken from Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17, the story of the 10 men with leprosy who were healed. And it says this: Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus travelled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. When he saw them, he said, Go, show yourself to the priests. And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, When are all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner? Then he said to him, Rise and go. Your faith has made you well. Amen. Let's say a prayer for the ministry of the word. Father God, as Claire opens the word to us this morning, we pray that you'll inspire it to us. May the message that you've laid on our heart be clear to us too. Bless her just now as she comes and speaks from your scripture. Amen.
One day, a woman was rushing home from work, and on the way home, she had to pop into the supermarket to get some bits for tea, and then she had to pick up the children from the childminder, and then get home and make the tea, and all in time to go back out for dinner for a fitness class in the evening. And as she began to circle the busy supermarket car park, looking for a space, the heavens opened and the rain poured. And while she wasn't usually the type to bother God with these small problems, she began to pray as she turned down the row closest to the front door. Lord, you know what kind of day I've had, and there's still an awful lot to do. Could you please grant me a parking space right away? Oh, and as close to the building as possible so I don't get soaked. The words weren't even completely out of her mouth when she saw the reverse lights of a car come on at the end of the row. It was the best space in the whole car park, the number one space. She made straight for it, she pulled in, and she said, Never mind, God, I've just found one. I wonder how many of us can be like that, though, sometimes, so kind of self-absorbed that we forget to take the time to say thank you when someone shows you kindness and compassion. I think we could probably all be like that at times. And today, as we consider a fresh start, we're thinking about a thankfulness to God and the importance of that in our fresh start. Jesus has the power to change lives through God's grace. We've just seen that in our Bible reading. Our own seemingly intractable flaws can be overcome, and we can change the world in response to the change offered to us. A fresh start begins with living in awe and gratitude of God's grace and God's gifts. John Krelick found his life at a terrible, frightening low at age 53. He was twice divorced, out of shape, and had money troubles. What did he have to look forward to? How did he get stuck in this downward spiral? But during his tough circumstances, an idea came to John. Write one thank you note every day for the whole year. This was John's way of forcing himself to notice something positive in his life. He began writing one thank you note each day to family members, friends, colleagues, former bosses, and professors and teachers. And this act of writing one thank you note each day changed John's life. He wrote about it in a book called A Simple Act of Gratitude. His relationships improved. He left his negative mindset behind and he became more hopeful. It permanently changed his life for the better. The Apostle Paul did not write 365 thank you notes, but he did write about one half of the letters that make up the New Testament. And Paul's letters overflow with thanksgiving, no matter what the challenges he endured. Paul's letters are filled with thankfulness, and they overflow with joy too. And because thankfulness from the heart produces spiritual joy, and the heart of a fresh start is thankfulness. And at the heart of our Bible reading today is thankfulness. Only as we show gratitude to God can we grow in understanding of his grace. God doesn't demand that we thank him, but he is pleased when we do so. And he uses our responsiveness to teach us more about himself. The purpose of giving thanks isn't about just being thankful for something that has happened, but it also should be viewed as opening the door to a much greater blessing God has in store for us. Methodist minister Charles Allen says, "Thanksgiving becomes a window through which God's love shines through." Becoming a window of God's love, God to provide a much greater blessing, is at the heart of today's Bible reading. There were 10 lepers who were given a fresh start. Jesus healed them of leprosy. You would have thought that they would have been thankful for that. As we know, leprosy is a terrible disease. It usually starts with white patches upon a person's face, which makes it impossible to hide. Leprosy attacks the nerve endings and the skin becomes numb. If a leper cuts or burns themselves in these areas, they'll never know it. It also attacks the internal organs. It is said that more lepers die from other diseases because of their weakened condition than from the disease itself. In Bible times, if a person had leprosy, they became literally one of the walking dead. Leprosy meant death, a little bit at a time. Lepers were forced out of their homes and villages because of their diseases. They couldn't work, nor could they worship God in the temple or the synagogues. They were the outcasts of society, the untouchables of that day. Whenever they came into an area, they had to loudly proclaim, "Unclean," and people would avoid them like the plague, because to touch a leper or anything associated with a leper, according to the law of Moses, would make them unclean too. I was thinking that actually since the pandemic, we've all had a bit more of a greater understanding of this personally, haven't we? We all know what it's like to be fearful of getting COVID, of touching anything or anyone for fear of getting this virus. We've known a bit of the isolation that comes from it as well, haven't we? And it's not nice. So these 10 lepers were forsaken, disheartened. They were hopeless and helpless, outcasts amongst their society and friends. And here Jesus is just passing by, and they call out to him, "Jesus, Master, have pity, have mercy on us." Now, you know, Jesus did intentionally choose to travel through this region, which is between Samaria and Galilee. This would have been a region which is where lepers would have lived because it's outside of the city. It's borderline. People would normally avoid this area. And like other passages in Luke, however, Jesus is present with those who are outcasts. And as they called out to him, what did he do? Did he turn his back on him? Did he tell them to stay away? Did he tell them to get a job and get a haircut? No. We see Jesus making this interesting command: go and show yourselves to the priests. And then it says, as they went, they were healed. He tells them to go and see the priests because only priests could announce a person ritually clean. This is why Jesus required the lepers to go and show themselves healed to the priest. Being named clean would mean that they would once again be accepted into the society and have this fresh start. In those days, unlike today, a cure was pretty much unheard of, and certainly due to the seriousness of the consequences of the disease, letting these 10 men loose in the general population would have caused a great commotion and disruption. So that's why Jesus told them to go and show themselves to the priests. So this experience for them was life-altering, life-changing, because as we read, they were cleansed as they went. They were cleansed from this disease. They got this fresh start, cured, absolutely cured. Imagine it. Isn't it amazing? And all they had to do was go to show the priest so they could be declared clean. So wouldn't you be thankful for that? Let's just pause for a moment there. This might cause us to ask ourselves, when God has offered us a fresh start and a new direction, how have we responded to that? with awe and praise? Or did we let the moment slip by unacknowledged? As I was preparing for this, I was reliving lots of experiences and working out how I responded to them. Was I grateful? Did I show my gratitude? Strangely, one of the experiences that always comes to my mind is when I took a year out of university. I wasn't in a good place and was struggling to find my way in life, which seemed very dark at that point. But I had the opportunity of completing my degree by changing courses. And because I had got so far on in this original course and gained almost all the credits, I had the flexibility of needing to do the final year part-time. But I wasn't living at home, so I needed to pay my rent and my bills. And because I got so far in my course, I'd used up all my grant. And the classes I wanted to take were scattered all over my weekly timetable. So trying to find a job that would fit in with that, but would earn me enough money to keep going was going to be difficult. And I didn't know what to do. I had been temping as an admin assistant for that year out, just to keep me financially afloat and work out what I was going to do next. And I was temping at that point for the Registers of Scotland. And I decided that I would have an honest conversation with my boss and told him that I would have to leave because I needed to find a job that would fit in with my timetable. To which he replied, "Stay here. We work flexi hours here, so you can do that in order to work around your timetable. And for the time it would take us to find someone new and train them up, you would get the job done. So stay here. I'll sort it with HR and the temping agency. Stay here." So that's what I did. And in that moment, my life changed. I could see a way forward, and it worked out perfectly for me. I'd been given this fresh start, this new opportunity. And I couldn't wait to get home to tell my parents. And straight away, my mum said to me, "Oh, how perfect planning that was on the Lord's part, wasn't it? Perfect planning on the Lord's part." And I am absolutely convinced to this day that it was the work of the Lord. You know, this is no great story of healing, like in our Bible reading, but it has remained a focal point in my life of God's graciousness and generosity to me, even in the little things of life. And at one of my absolute lowest times, one that I'll still carry the scars of today. But I absolutely believe that God was in that situation. When I thought a door was closing, I thought I was at my darkest, and I couldn't see a way around, there he was, offered that opportunity, that new start. And when I think about that, it triggers a whole load of other times in my life that I have to be grateful to God for. In that moment, he offered this fresh start, literally, and I felt a deeper connection with God. And that's what these moments are for, to teach us more about God, his love, his grace, his mercy, his compassion, his power, and take us into a deeper relationship with him. That experience helps us to experience a greater peace about my life being in God's hands and trusting him. That's what that experience did for me. So I ask again, how have you responded to God's changing work in your life? Have you shown him gratitude? Has that deepened your relationship with him? In our Bible reading, only one of the lepers were healed. When he was healed, turned back to thank God who saved him. He praised God with a loud voice and threw himself at the feet of Jesus, giving thanks and praise. But Jesus is like, "Where are the other nine?" It seemed a bit rude, doesn't it, that they didn't come back to say thank you. And it makes me think of when you hold the door open for a stranger or let someone through in the road, and that person doesn't acknowledge it or say thank you, and you're like, "It's my pleasure." You mutter, you know, begrudgingly, "My pleasure, no bother." Was this Samaritan the only one who realized that he had been healed? When God is changing us and offering us a fresh start, do we even recognize it? Are we willing to accept and give praise? Maybe the others were so focused on being named clean by the priests that they didn't take the time to pause and give thanks for what Jesus had done. There are all sorts of theories as to why the other nine didn't turn back as well. But Jesus singles out the lack of praise of the 9 out of the 10 of lepers to accentuate the truth that often people take for granted God's gracious actions and blessings that we have received. And while Luke criticizes the 9 for their lack of insight and faith, he also points to the irony that it would only be the foreigner, a Samaritan, one who was not permitted to enter the temple of Jerusalem, that would be found worshipping the Son of God at his feet. A religious and ethnic outsider was able to grasp the importance of who Jesus was and what he was doing. As people of faith, do we sometimes miss what God is doing on a deeper level in our lives or take for granted because of our expectations and preconceived ideas? It's so easy to get used to God's blessings and come to feel that we are somehow owed an easy existence and even become angry and bitter when our Creator does not produce on command blessings based on our every whim and desire. Daryl Bock rightly states this, hopefully the quote will come up. Praise is important because it reestablishes our relationship with God on its proper terms. We appreciate his activity in our lives. In the communion of praise comes the cleansing of attitudes that life often implants in our hearts. It allows us to recount God's blessed goodness, restoring the balance between teaching and praise reminds us that God is not only to be understood, he is to be honored as well. For all the lepers, their healing was not a change that happened instantly. They had to follow Jesus' instructions to show themselves to the priest, and somehow and somewhere along that journey, they were made clean. God invites us to be participants in our own process or experiences of change. Although God is always the one who gives the grace and healing, the degree to which we respond and engage with God affects our awareness and our experience of it. Often, changes take place over time. Sometimes this can be an obstacle to our offering of praise. Perhaps we get frustrated that things take longer than we'd hoped, or because they don't happen right away or in the way that we want it, and we lose sight of the way change is actually happening, slowly and surely, over time. And so we neglect to give God's praise. The man who turned back was not just healed. Because of his gratitude, he made a connection with Jesus that offered him more than healing or ritual cleanliness. He was made whole. His healing was not just physical. In verse 19, it says, faith has made him well, whole, well. So not just being cleansed, but he was made whole because of his thankfulness. How might we be missing out on greater wellness and wholeness because we are just not taking the time to stop, connect with God, and show gratitude? In the biblical sense, to praise means to shout for joy. In scripture, it says the man called out with a loud voice. How do you voice your praise? Not just on a Sunday, but every day. Perhaps you do it while you're out walking or running. Perhaps as you make the meals, perhaps whilst driving around, listening to music, perhaps as you go to sleep each night or first thing in the morning, perhaps you keep a special journal, perhaps in your quiet time with the Lord, perhaps on the school run or walk, or the journey to work, or at the mealtime. When do you take the time to say thank you to God? When? What might be holding back your praises? The leper begins praising God from the moment the miracle happens, then bows before Jesus in thanksgiving and gratitude. Charles Spurgeon once said this, "He praises twice who praises at once, but he who does not praise at once praises never." I have to say that again, it's quite hard to say. He praises twice who praises at once, but he who does not praise at once praises never. Showing gratitude, praise, and worship should be an important part of our daily spiritual disciplines. We've done that this morning as we've come together here. And we're going to continue to do that now as we sing a song of gratitude to God for the fresh start that we have every day, but also those pivotal fresh starts that we have in our lives that have changed our lives, like the lepers, like me with my job. We have the fresh start to say, thank you, God, for this new day, but we have the fresh starts that completely change us. We have so much to be thankful for because of that. Well, we're not going to have a quiet time of reflection this morning. We're going to sing out loud. We're not going to bow before the Lord. We're going to stand before the Lord, and we're going to sing out loud our praise and our gratitude and our thanksgiving to him for the work of his hand this morning. My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. If you know this, you might want to close your eyes so that you can focus on him, not be distracted as we talked about last week, but focus completely on him and thank him for all the many ways that he gives you a fresh start every day, but all the many times that he's changed you because of the relationship you have with him, all the many new opportunities he's given to you because of the relationship you have with him. Why don't you take this opportunity to really lift your voice and give him your heartfelt thanks and praise just now? Shall we stand before the Lord and lift up our voices in thanksgiving to him this morning? Thank you.
Thank you.
God, we give you thanks for all that you have done for us, for the work of your hands in this world and in each of our lives. Thank you, God. Thank you for the gift of life, of growing and learning and experiencing the wonders of your world. Thank you for the gift of love, of sharing and caring and seeing glimpses of you in the joy of friendship and the care of family. Lord, make us mindful of all your gifts, that we may be content and grateful, giving our love and lives to you all our days. Fill us with grateful hearts and remind us constantly of all that you have given us, that we may never take for granted your love and your generosity and your goodness. In the name of Jesus, who came to give us life in its fullness, we say amen. Amen. Amen.